Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and I have your other hostess who has returned, the Nini.
Hello, Kat.
Hello. How are we doing today?
Oh, you know, I've returned, you've returned, we've returned.
Yeah. What's that crack over there in Portland? You smoking with a pipe or do you? kidding. So Stephanie is back. We're going to talk about some great shows today. We're going to talk about Grimm and we're going to talk about Hannibal. Since we don't have Dexter to talk about anymore, you know, Hannibal is a good choice to discuss with Stephanie. And then maybe at the end of the show, we'll talk about some other shows like that we haven't seen. Maybe we want to see just to like, you know, bounce some stuff around. Sounds good?
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. So, Grimm, let's start with that. You know, this is one of our shows. We know that the people of Grimm, the writers, or, you know, somebody in the Grimm writers' room is listening to this podcast. We know this.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do.
And they love our podcast because we give them the real, the truth about how we feel. And I think they find our insights useful.
And refreshing.
Yeah, I think we're refreshing. I feel that.
Yeah. And, you know, constructive.
Constructive. That's great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
So with Grimm, I think this show is getting better and better. I mean, we kind of teased it a bit when it first came out. We had lots of complaints, but this show, like I always say about it, has found its stride, its own little mythology, just keeps getting better and better. And they have a new addition to the show, which I think, in my opinion, I really love. Her name is Trouble. Now, I will say that her name is stupid. I will say that. And I do feel like she's just kind of thrown in there like Buffy's sister was thrown in there, Dawn. And she's a little too girl with the dragon tattoo, but I kind of like her. I kind of like the addition. I like that Nick has someone to talk about. I like that he had to, that someone else had this happening to them and he got to take someone under his wing. But yeah, I want them to stop calling her Trouble because that's kind of lame. Stephanie?
Okay. I've had a hard time accepting this Trouble. I've had a hard time accepting her because she truly seems like a Scrappy-Doo for me. She is the epitome of Scrappy-Doo, and I don't know about you, but I stopped watching Scooby-Doo once Scrappy-Doo came around because I wanted to slap Scrappy-Doo, and it makes me feel guilty and I want to slap a puppy. Well, I kind of feel guilty that I want to slap her because it's not really her fault, but why is this happening? Okay, so, first of all, fine, you're going to add somebody new to the cast. That's fine, but you know, she is the epitome of Scrappy-Doo, and you give her a stupid name that I have to live with? Why didn't you just give her her regular name so that I could just complain about her being Scrappy-Doo? But no, I have to complain about her being Scrappy-Doo with a stupid name, too!
I mean, Trouble. I mean, because I think they were sitting around the TV, the dinner table, getting ready to eat, and they said her name like 500 times within the span of 5 minutes, and I was just like, this is getting more and more uncomfortable. Can we just call her T? We can even call her T-Dog. I mean, we can call her anything else. What's wrong with Teresa? We could call her Mother T. You know what I'm saying? We can call her anything else but Trouble. And then, you know, She could have, within the first 5 seconds of the second episode saying, "My name is Teresa, but they call me Trouble," and then people start calling her Trouble, like, "Why are you calling me Trouble?" Trolling them or whatever. And it was just a joke, and she was just joking with them that she called herself Trouble, but no, it's a thing. She literally referred to herself as Trouble.
The fact that they are all calling her Trouble with a straight face. That, okay, first of all, that's super Portland. Like, my name is Diesel. I mean, people just accept that crap, and you are Diesel forever. And that is a double-edged sword, my friend. You are going to be trouble when you're 65 serving tea. That's the problem with doing that in Portland. But anyway, my biggest grievance with this new edition is that Sergeant Wu was so close to being drawn into the fold or brought into the fold, and then they teased us and teased us and teased us, and now they threw in this new character who gets to know everything and gets to be a badass. And why is Sergeant Wu left out? That's what I wanted. I wanted him to come into the fold for
You know what I
so
think? You know what I think? I
what?
think Sergeant Wu is going to be a late bloomer Vesson.
Maybe. I hope that's the case because it would be really fun. But this, I don't care how he comes into the fold. I just want him to be a part of the group because, like you said, as the show matures, they're becoming more and more like the Scooby Gang or like the Buffy Gang or, this kind of unit of superheroes where they're solving crimes. And I love it. I love that they're starting to, I don't know, it was a, I can't it wasn't quite a little bit more subtle in the first season that they were tongue in cheek and not taking themselves so seriously, but it is certainly now that they're coming to their stride and they're hitting the right pitch when it comes to the comedic timing. You know what I'm talking about, where it's
Yeah.
like they're taking themselves seriously, and then they throw in this kind of self-aware punch, self-aware joke, and it's really great. It's great timing. I have to say, I wasn't a huge fan of the last episode, just because I think the
You
person.
mean the episode where Sasha Ruiz took his shirt off? That
Yeah.
episode? You were not a fan of it. Why, Stephanie? How could you not be a fan?
I'm not a fan of it because remember when we disagreed the last time that I wasn't a fan of a particular episode, and how I told you it just looked disjointed and the way it was edited was really cheesy. Like there were a lot of swoosh wipes and immediate zoom ins and these kinds of cheesy lines, and I don't know, whoever was directing this last episode, I'm not a fan of that style. It was a little bit too over the top for me. I did like how it advanced the story along. I was a little bit nervous that they're starting to turn their attention back toward Juliet, which
Yeah, 'cause that means that some crap is gonna go down, and
I
now she
mean,
has a doppelganger, and
yeah, they straight up did like Ursula the Sea Witch and the Little Mermaid right now. It's very strange to me. I don't understand why they had to
does
do
she always pick Juliet? She should have thought, like, you know what, I did her last time. Let me choose someone else. But when she went straight for the Juliet, and no. No, this is gonna. I rolled my. I do agree with you on that, Stephanie.
Yeah, it bugs me. And I'm also kind of nervous. It doesn't sit well with me that Captain Renard would be like suddenly so okay with Adeline again. And they're totally fine, and I did like the line where he said, "If I didn't know you better, I'd be in love with you." That was
Yeah.
it sit a little bit better with me because at least I know that he's not being played, but I don't know what his motives are, and
Well, he
it kind
got
of
hit
bugs
over the
me.
head with a vase, so he knows now.
I guess so. It's kind of bugging me. I feel bad for her that her kid got stolen and that she's basically still a pawn, but she kind of brought that on herself. She slept with two dudes. She brought
slept
that on
with
herself.
brothers.
Well, right, in an attempt to get pregnant. So she brought it on herself, really.
Yeah, because she wanted to have a royal baby. She
Yeah.
wants to be royal.
I guess so. I love Hank. I love that he's, part of the gang. I love Rosalie and what's his face, Monroe. I love their relationship. I can't wait for this wedding to happen. A little bit too much foreshadowing, like Rosalie is just
Yeah.
nervous that something's gonna go wrong. Dun dun dun. That it seemed a
Yeah.
bit much. But man, I just have to say, I love their relationship so much more than Nick and Juliet's relationship.
Yeah, Juliet, I just don't want them to tire me with some crap with her. I mean, I do like that she's straightforward. I do like that she went with Nick and tolerated trouble in her home. But
Yeah.
I also think that Juliet has a big sack of balls. And I also think this little madness that Adelaide or Adeline is pulling, I think it might last one episode and that Juliet is going to kick her ass. I really feel
I
that.
hope so, because, well, the history behind my feelings for this character. It's just kind of like I hated her at the beginning, and now she's just come into her own. Kind of nervous though. I never, ever, ever want to return to something as boring as 7 or 8 episodes of Amnesia. I just can't. I can't.
That was hard.
And if it wasn't 7 or 8 episodes, writers of Grimm, it felt like it.
It felt like a whole damn season, honestly.
Yeah. So if this Adeline little storyline thing lasts for that long, I can't handle it. I can't.
I want her to be slapped down immediately with this because I don't want it to be, yeah, just like you're saying, I don't want it to be an ongoing thing.
Oh, I do love that Vesson can tell, like, we know now how the Vesson can tell
Yes, we
when Nick's
wondered about
Grimm.
that. We wondered about that.
Yeah, I love that. And it makes so much sense now that Vesson would be totally freaked out when they see that they're a Grimm.
Because their eyes, I guess from what they say, it looks like a vortex of nothing and darkness.
Right.
And like,
That
what
would
does that
scare me.
look like? It looks like a black hole. Like, I want to actually, you know what? I don't want to see it because we already know what that looks like. It looks like black oil eyes from X-Files or, when all eyes go all black. We've seen that before, so.
I'm glad that we don't see it. What I like is that all along, the story has been, this is not the stuff of fairy tales. This has just been misinterpreted. This is a thing of life, a natural thing of life that's been misinterpreted and then kind of bastardized in a story, in a fairy tale. And so, these Vesson living their lives, they Volga or whatever, and that's kind of created a stuff of legend. Well, the Grimm thing, the thing that happens to Grimm, to the Grimm at the time of that, freak out or whatever, that was cool because the legend, among the Vesson is that they're scary, big, bad boogie monsters, So I'm like, oh, okay, this is really woven very well into the fabric of the story. So there are so many good things about the show. I'm just so pleased that it's doing so well. I'm so happy to continue to watch it. Little nervous though. I love that Adeline is back because I really love her character. And I'm glad that Sergeant Wu is hasn't been written out. But he's got to stop being in this periphery. He's got to join forces with them. I just don't feel like their group is complete without him. And it's almost like every time I see Rosalie and Monroe and Juliet and Hank and Nick at the table, I'm thinking, Reggie Lee needs to be there. Sergeant Wu needs to be there. Why is he not there yet? And why does this person who just randomly came into the show two episodes ago. She's all up to speed. She can kick ass
Well,
right now.
she is a Grimm and he is not, so.
I know, but it doesn't seem fair. He's paid his dues and she just walked in off the street and they totally trust her shit. They don't
But
know.
he almost told her because he like when he saw her had a flashback. So that's leading me to think that there's something with him and maybe he's a Vessin. What I really want though, this is my dream wish list, is for there to be a type of Vessin that can infect a human and make a human a Vessin. And I want Hank to be a Vessin.
That would be really cool. That'd be really cool
These are
because
free ideas. You are welcome to take these ideas and not come back and, say, oh, they took our idea because they listened to our podcast. We're going to say that, of course, but, people think we're crazy and we have like 500 cats and we like eat bonbons and stuff. So nobody, will take us seriously. But yeah, use those ideas, guys. I want to see that.
Yeah, use those ideas. That was a really good idea. I like it a lot.
Boom.
I don't know. And I guess adding insult to injury, this last episode, random son of a Grimm.
Yeah.
He seems like he's gonna be on the show for at least a couple of episodes. And I'm going, if they add him to the group and they don't add Wu to the
Well,
group, I'm
I
gonna be upset.
think what's happening is that Portland has become a hellmouth.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And they're all converging because it's becoming a vortex of hellmouth or something, and something's going to happen there. So they're all being attracted to this point. We don't know why, because Dad kicked the bucket and he had all this mysterious stuff. Now, why the son took so long to do all this and he was so hesitant and just was waiting for his dad to die and all this other type of crap. I think he could have moved faster and we could have got more information out of the
Yeah.
guy, you know?
Yeah. That was a little annoying. The other annoying thing is when Nick's mom comes back to town, she brings Adeline to Portland. Like, that's not the first place royals would look. I don't understand
Right?
that. I have no idea why we would come back with the stolen child or whatever, the golden child to Portland.
I
Why is that happening? But
don't
whatever.
know why she did that and then like left town with the kid. Like she, well, I didn't get my time. I didn't get my chance to raise my baby, so I'm gonna raise this baby. Oh, you're so cute. I'm gonna have to teach you not how to do magic in public. Oh, baby. And
I
then
know.
so it's just like so weird. And now Adeline, she's just like, well, if because we were all feeling sorry for her and she was awesome for a while, and then now she's gone back to her ways. And I mean, they could have. I understand
Yes.
why they didn't tell her, because she would not have cooperated. But at the same time, I mean, he's the father and he came to that conclusion. Don't you think she might have come to a conclusion like, well, I saw how Nick's mom was with my baby. Well, no, she wouldn't go for that. No,
No,
I don't know. She wouldn't
no,
go
she
for it.
would
No.
never in a million
No,
years
she
go for
wouldn't go
that.
for it. No. I don't know. It just seems like we are inviting unnecessary pain and risk because Adeline is crazy. She's unstable.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, is she a mixture of the old woman that she killed? Because there was like this kind of mystery there for a while that maybe the old woman took on. Like killed Adeline and made her look like the old woman and vice versa and that kind of thing.
No, I don't think they that happened.
Okay.
Why did you think that happened?
I guess, and this is harkening back to when she was meeting with all these different gypsy power ladies. One of the rival gypsy women was working with her, and I don't know, maybe I'm hallucinating or whatever and need to have some alcohol, but I thought that she may have killed the old lady or that the old lady killed her and
The old
took
lady
her.
didn't kill her. She killed the old lady, but the old lady, she morphed into Adeline.
Yeah,
at
well,
one time. So all she did was shapeshift. There were no power exchange or whatever. Now, the only thing that power exchange is that she used her body parts as a means to get her power back. But she got her own power back. She didn't take on the power of that witch. It was just her ingredients, that older witch was just used
okay, so
to.
I guess I thought that during the shapeshifting time was when the real Adeline was killed and the old woman
No.
was taken. Okay. For
No.
some reason I thought maybe that was the case, but
No, I
it
never.
started to seem like not so much, as the story progressed, but I don't know, she's not acting in the
Like that
same
old
way.
woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, never mind.
Yeah, that's
Just
crazy
kidding.
talk.
Well, I'm glad it's crazy talk.
Yeah, because that would have been too much.
Well, it would have been awesome, but too much.
Yeah. Meh. Okay, so.
Oh, can we also writers of or actually costume department of Grimm, can we get Rosalie out of these weird fringe coats that are like southwestern style ugly? I don't know if it's trying to be like hipster or it's trying to be Gretchen from Project Runway, but it's horrific. I hate
It's absolutely Portland, though.
if they're using Gretchen, what's her face, to dress Rosalie, I will cry real tears. I can't. So please, I know you're listening, just make it stop. Make it stop. She's a beautiful woman. Why are you doing this to her arms? Why is this happening? Just don't do
Well,
it.
maybe she's, I don't, I have no idea why they're doing that to her. Yeah, I'd like for her to wear something not dowdy because, even though we are in Portland, she is a beautiful woman. Yes, we know she just gave birth and she may feel a little whatever, but she tell her to get over that bullshit because she's awesome and we love her. And
Yeah.
I don't know, put on a tight cardigan once in a while. I mean, you don't have to go full hoochie, but, sex it
She's
up a little.
really cute, so I don't know why she's I just don't know why she's wearing these old man cardigans that come out of,
Like they
a strip mall at Santa Fe. Why is this happening? Don't
because
do
for
it.
some reason they are dressing her and Monroe, the same person is styling them.
I don't.
And they're like, oh, because when you become a couple, you're like one person and you can. Well, okay, no, don't do that. Just
Exactly. Don't
because.
do that. She's a pretty lady. Why? Just don't. You know what? Get out of the. Just get away from the clutches of Gretchen. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Please don't do it. Anyway, that's my little thing. And then there's other people who don't wear clothes on the show. Like,
Sasha Rowe.
yeah.
I don't think he had on underwear either because I think I saw a little bit of cheek.
Oh my God, I
That
can't handle
man is a thing of beauty. I know he does, like, oh, I can't
He's
remember.
so smug when he does it. Oh
I love
my God.
it. And he know he looks good. That is so
That is hilarious. This last episode, when he had his shirt off, he's like, I don't need to be shirtless rage anymore. I just go around without a shirt and you just deal with it. It's just like, here it is, up on display. Welcome to the show. He was just like, screw this. I look better without anything on.
in the request that we were concerned about the state of his chest on Twitter. So I as a fan was just really concerned that maybe there had been some damage or some sort of skin disease or something had happened to him. So we
You're such
need
a
to just
pervert.
not but we need to check up on it, make sure it's still okay. So they need to show it to us every once in a while so that we know that he's okay, everything is healthy.
Then in the next scene, he's wearing this shirt that's like four sizes too small so that he could Hulk out in it. Oh my gosh. I'm like, you are so proud of your body, and you should be, and you should be.
You
Give
know
it
what?
credit due.
But we need to see how his body, now that we know that it's healed, that moves in cloth, you know, how it drapes, if it's draping properly, if there's any bulges. So, you know, I'm fully behind what he
I'm
did in
sure you
this.
are.
Yeah.
It's so good of you to be so
Yeah,
supportive.
I do. I feel I'm a very supportive friend. I'm a really good friend to people, and you know, I get concerned. And so, if you have a really good thing that you about your person as a personality, I have to check up on it. And Sasha Ruiz, it's his chest. Stephanie, it's your mind and your humor. So I have to check up on that. Make sure it's okay every once in a while. Some people, maybe their tongue. I don't know, but we're not going to talk about that. But yeah, the chest was great.
It was great. The smirk was hilarious though. He's like, "Bitch, I don't need a reason." He's like, "I'm here without a shirt on. Deal with it."
I rewound that like three times.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
What's wrong? Why?
There's nothing. I don't know. I think.
Well, I mean, just because, like, I like that on Sasha Wright Ruiz doesn't mean I can't appreciate another man for whatever he has going on for him. So it's not that. What?
I don't know what is going on with you. Pretty much all I was saying is that there was so much else going on in the episode that I was not happy about. It was a highlight to see his chest, but it was also extremely funny to look up, to like scroll up to his face, which was priceless. Like, yep, here I am. That was really funny. Just the rest of the episode, though, I was just kind of like,
Well,
this
it
is.
seemed just because they introduced new information, like I don't, it was good information. I think it was a lot of it. It was fine. It was a little kitchen sinky, but I think it was fine information.
It was, I don't know, it just seemed like it was to showcase martial arts move of the Grimms. Like, to me, it just seemed like, if you're not gonna accept her character development, let's just accept her because she's a badass kind of thing. And I would prefer the character development over badassery for,
Because,
or
what
both.
I already know that she grew up homeless or she had a troubled background. I don't want to hear in that whining anymore. I just want to see some badassery. And I want her to grow out of the name Trouble because, like, you're grown.
Oh
If
my
she
God,
was
please
14.
grow out. If you keep her on the show, give her amnesia and make her come out of it with a real name, okay? Just do that. I'm okay with it, you know? Make amnesia last for 8 episodes with her so we hardly see her. And
Right.
then when she comes out, she's like, "Oh yeah, I remember everything except for the name. I think I'm gonna name myself something else, normal."
And then they spell it like Trubel.
Oh, did they really?
It's Trubel, and I'm just like, why go to the trouble of spelling trouble that way?
Oh my
Why
God.
explain that?
Is that German? Is that what's going on? Because
Oh,
it sounds kind of like a stupid German
you're
thing.
making me hurt. You're making me hurt because that's exactly what it is. Oh my God, this is some curse words.
What? Why? What's going on?
Because it makes sense now and it's cute, but no, they need to stop that. So, like when we told you that the credits where you had like the voiceover was really bad, and we told you to take it away, and in two episodes you fixed it. Fix this, guys.
Please fix trouble. Fix
Love her.
please.
Like, if she can put on a really tight dress and heels and look like that, she needs a real name.
I don't know. Maybe she'll accidentally die. I'm not there yet.
Oh, you're at death?
I came around with Juliet, but if please make her hit her head, and then she'll realize that she doesn't want to be called trouble anymore. Just do
Yeah,
that.
but d not amnesia because I don't think I can last for another amnesia.
Or maybe they'll identify her and she'll have to come up with a new identity and just she'll end up liking her new identity name better than Trouble. Who wouldn't?
That would be great to have to come up because, like, they already, some people gave her name and maybe found a fingerprint or I don't know what they did, but they're looking for her because she's in connection with the quote unquote murders of the thieves of designer gear or whatever. And so maybe she'll have to change her name. And that would be great. I just want the name gone. I want it gone because.
And apparently she was born in 1993, so that makes it even worse because that means she can drink and I feel old.
What you talking about? I thought, I mean, we were just born in 1990, so I mean, like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you can cut that out if you want. Please, yes, cut that out. Because it says Teresa Trouble Ruble. Oh, I see what they did there.
T rub.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's not German.
This is the worst. Why is this happening? Please quit it. Just quit it.
Sometimes it's the air in Portland and
Oh, my
they're
God.
inside their own bubble and they need to come out. And so that's
You
what
know what needs to
propelling
happen?
what.
Nick needs to go into a coma and wake up and have the last few episodes be like a figment of his coma and everything goes back to normal.
So that happened on Buffy as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Maybe they're going that way. You do want it to, or you don't?
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't a fan of that episode.
Well, here's the thing. Something needs to happen to change Trouble. Something needs to happen. So it looks like, yeah, it looks like it's not German.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a combination, which is, who does that? It's a combination of her first and last name.
Yeah. I'm gonna request that we stop that because that's just not gonna happen for us. So we've made our grievances known that I like her attitude, I like her hair, the angsty attitude, the teenage angst and the emo whatever thing we can deal without of it, without it. No need to rub in our face that she can eat tons of pasta and still be thin. Don't have to do that. But I don't know. I like her. I like Scrappy Doo.
I don't.
I like Scrappy Doo. I like that she's on Nick's side. I like that he has another Grimm to bounce off of with. I think she's a good idea. Maybe other people don't like Stephanie, but I think it was a great addition.
I don't think that she's a bad idea. I think that it's poorly executed. She was like sprung on us. It was really weird. And not only that, she has a stupid name. So I could handle one or two of those things, but I can't handle both.
I think maybe they should
Or,
have went
sorry.
with her to made her like a touch older. Like, 'cause I think it's the teeny boppy thing that's going on that maybe you're not responding to. Like, maybe she's too young and we can't relate to her or you can't because I'm practically the same age as she is. But I don't know. I like everything except for the name. Maybe they can make her appear a little bit more grown up. Let's ditch the whole homeless orphan bull crap and get her into a real story. And but I just like that she came in with so much force and gusto. It feels like she's going to be around for a while. And I would like for her to be around for a while, but I want her to be useful and not like Dawn on Buffy, which was useless. They didn't need to add her.
So, okay. I don't object to the concept. I just the thing is the way the story was going, it just seems like she's just this random addition. The story was going along nicely, and then suddenly there's this new person that I have to reorient myself to. And I don't even know if I like her, and this group has already accepted her. And since when has Nick been so trusting?
Well, he saw how she was at the beginning, and he feels like he's bringing her in under his wing. I mean, I'm telling you, I felt the same way with Buffy. And not only that, let me point this out to you. Let me go off on a little tangent here. You know, when Juliet said, "Have you seen my grandmother's whatever? Is she gonna be a freaking thief just like Dawn was on Buffy?" Because you remember Dawn had a thing where she stole things. Remember?
Oh no, there wasn't a no, the vase was broken.
No, no,
Remember?
no. Have she?
When
Oh, it was not a piece
I
of jewelry. I thought she said, "Have you seen my grandmother's?" I thought she said a piece of jewelry. So I thought she was starting to steal, and I was like, "Oh my God, this is Dawn all over again."
No. Adeline was in there stealing her hair and a shirt, remember?
Oh, and then she crashed the. Okay. Thank you, because I was going to be on this Dawn thing for a little bit longer, but thank you for pulling me out of it.
Yeah, I too agree with you that Dawn was an annoying addition. I'm happy they have a strong female, but the thing is they already had one. I mean, they were developing Juliet to be that role, and it annoys me that, probably that will slow down for Juliet's character development, and they're just going to focus on this other person, which I've already invested my time and, my effort into this other character. It's just kind of annoying to have that bait and switch. So we'll see. I mean, she'll probably grow on me. She's growing on me faster than I thought she would, but right now, she's just kind of fallen flat for me. And I think that
I want you to feel differently. I want this to be our girl.
things will probably vastly improve if she changes her name from something dumbassy to something awesome. Like Stacy or something. By awesome, I just mean something other than cool.
God, that's her new shit right now.
Stacy, Karen, whatever you want. Something freaking normal. Anything is better than trouble. Even Kylie, I don't care.
Oh God. Yeah, just anything. And so, what do we think about the story's direction? So far we have the royals and the who's the tattoo hand did guys again?
The Ferrat.
And they work for the royals, right? Or
Yeah, they're like the fixers.
oh, okay, like the soldiers or the henchmen or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
So what is the Royals' goal other than the baby? Like, what are they doing? Are they doing something? Are they leading up to something? Do we know why they're in the mix anymore?
See, I don't know. I want them to focus on that story instead of introducing 5,000 new characters. I don't know what's happening. I'm kind of getting overwhelmed. It's like I'm walking into a warehouse store and there's way too many choices. I want to go to a place with two or three items on the menu and see it through. That's what I want to do.
Okay, so then there's the organization. You remember that the Vesson organization?
Oh, the council?
Yeah, the council.
That is totally Buffy too.
Okay, so they haven't been brought up, and we're not doing. Then we have random vigilante cop.
Who's fraud as well?
Vigilante cop. He wants to take out
He is from
Nick.
Red Dawn.
What is that dude's name? He is so 80s. He's from the 80s. He's like always doing. What is that guy's name? I know it when I see it.
Hold on, I have to look him up.
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah!
He's been around for everything. Wasn't he in Goonies or something? Like, that was his first thing. Let me IMDb it. No,
Yeah.
he was in. He's E.T. He was in E.T. He He was in Soul Man. He was Soul Man. Remember Soul? Oh my God. He was let's see. Kendrick
Hey,
the Embraced.
he was on Revolution.
And Torchwood. Yeah. That was
Oh, he was on Hitcher, the worst
Hitcher.
movie ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, The Hitcher. God, that was a terrible movie.
He was on failed sci-fi series Alphas.
Oh.
Oh, Criminal Minds. Okay, so he's been around. See,
By, let's see, I'm looking. Oh, The Hitcher, there it is, 1986. Terrible. And he was in The Hitcher 2, and he was in Red Dawn.
Red Dawn. Yeah,
Yep.
that's how we do it. Okay, so Royals, Vesson Council, Vigilante Cop. Let's see, what else? The Grimms converging on Portland.
Yeah, I know. I like your analogy to the Hellmouth. I think that's kind of a good thing, a good analogy. I'm worried that they're taking a little bit too much from Buffy. You know, there's like a balance.
Yeah.
'Cause they're coming to their own with this mythology, but and granted, Buffy was obviously taking from Scooby-Doo, and here we've come around. Here we've come around full circle and finishing up with Scrappy. So, I don't know. I want them to tread lightly, though. Like, okay, guys, you've borrowed quite a bit. Now let's get back to, what you're good at, which is these great characters. Show us what you can do with them, you know?
So, how many more episodes do we have? We have the wedding, and do we have anything else?
I think the wedding seems pretty penultimate. I mean, I think they're probably gonna take a break after the wedding.
Yeah, because something crazy is going to happen. You just know it.
Yes.
Because they just been, oh
The obvious foreshadowing that's occurred.
no. Okay, so the next episode is on the 16th. So I guess we'll see, because I keep thinking that each week when it shows up that this week is the finale, and it just keeps coming up with an episode. Just they just keep churning them out, so it has to be coming up soon.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we're coming up into May.
Yeah.
So.
So unless you have anything else to say about Grimm, we can move on.
I'm good with Grimm. Overall, I think that it's still a really solid show. Some of the weird ideas of editing for the show has been weird for me, but other than that, it's been pretty good.
Okay, as long as we stay out of trouble.
Oh,
Oh, so painful. Next, we're going to talk about Hannibal. It's a TV
yay.
series. It is a freshman show, just got renewed, meaning it's not canceled, unlike a whole plethora of shows that got canceled. It's a bloodbath this year.
Well, this is it's in its second season this year.
Yeah, so it's going to be, well, I guess a sophomore then.
Yeah, so but it still feels fresh and new and awesome. Just really glad that it's still in the air, you know?
Yeah. So Mads M Mikkelsen, how do you say his thing? His name, Mikkelsen. Yeah.
Sure.
Mads. Whatever. He is great as Hannibal Lecter. He is so mesmerizing, I guess you can say. You
Yeah.
want to believe everything he says, but he's like touching a flame. You know, you could get only so close to it, but you're gonna get burned, but you're just still kind of drawn to it because it has a little warmth to it. It's useful. But then, like, if you get too close, you're gonna come out charred and you're gonna be ugly. Or dead. And but the not only that, Stephanie, thing I liked about this show is the visuals are so
Stunning.
yeah. Yeah.
They're stunning.
Yeah, I mean, I still can't get over when Hannibal killed that agent, the way he sliced her up in progressive pieces and showed her vertically with her body on glass. It was the most beautiful death I'd ever seen on the show. I was just like, make them more like that. I know you like to pile stuff and body parts all together and make a little body collage, but that one was just, it was horrifying because we knew the character. She was sliced. It was beautiful. There was no blood, so it wasn't messy. It was meticulous. And I enjoyed that death a lot.
I have enjoyed lots of deaths. I really enjoyed the death of the manimal guy in the cave bear outfit. I enjoyed his death too.
Yeah. So.
I think I just really enjoy. I think that what makes all this cool is that, and this came up in the last episode, Dr. Bloom mentioned that there's a courtship going on between Will and Hannibal. And yes, absolutely. This whole show has been centered around both of them and this really destructive and kind of intriguing relationship. So, on the one hand, it's completely and utterly destructive for the both of them and completely unhealthy. But on the other hand, it's just, the, I don't know, the possibilities are endless with them.
Well, I'm const something is up because at the beginning of this season or the chunk of episodes, we see this big epic fight between Hannibal and I don't know his name on the show, but
Will?
would no Hannibal and Lawrence Fish Jack Ca Crawford.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, we see this epic fight between them, and then it cuts away, and we get no more reason. Like, how did this fight come to be? Was it a dream? Was it, is it, it was it, something to come? What's going on with this? Now, I also believe that Will, for some reason, I feel that Will, Jack Crawford, are working together in order to catch Hannibal, but that doesn't really make sense because, like, Jack really wouldn't let him kill a person and then arrange him in a cave bear style in a museum. I don't think he'd do that. But something is happening because Will, I think, is letting Hannibal believe that he's being seduced and used and courted, but I think Will is up to something, you know?
Yeah. So I'm not. So this is the first time we're talking about Hannibal, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So I would feel remiss if I didn't say that this is based on, the Silence of the Lambs books. So this particular one is Red Dragon. Will is the quote-unquote good guy sociopath, and Hannibal is his counterpart, the bad guy sociopath. And Jack Crawford's the FBI lead, and Dr. Bloom is a friend to Will and a student of Hannibal. So right now, the second season is kind of surround or centered around those characters. It feels like Dr. Bloom is a pawn. I loved, so one of the ancillary characters is Gillian Anderson.
Oh, yes. Scully.
God. What is her name? Dr. Moray,
Scully.
Du Maurier or something like that.
Scully.
Scully. Yeah. So
Yes.
she walks in and kind of plants the seed in Will when he's been put away or framed by Hannibal and put in this mental institution, that she believes him, his story that Hannibal is the bad guy. So I think she was the catalyst of Will trying desperately to get back at Hannibal. And then the beginning of this season, then it was kind of like, what is the point of fighting this guy? He's again, Will is the good guy sociopath, and he knows killers' minds. He knows how to fish, so the metaphor was that, Hannibal slipped the hook, and he's going to be much harder to catch the second time.
I was so sick of seeing fly fishing, though.
I wasn't. I thought it was cool, but
Every
I read the books
episode,
though, so I'm kind of like.
we had to look at this dude fly fish in the freaking river, and it was slow and moody, and that was just the only part I didn't enjoy.
Well,
I got it. Like, I got it the first time you showed it. I don't need to see it every episode.
it's a nagging feeling for him. I mean, that's the place he goes in his mind to try and lay the trap for Hannibal. And it takes hours and hours and hours to do. And so he retreats to that place in his mind to devise a trap for him. And I think that you're right, Jack Crawford is working with Hannibal. In fact, that's what made this last. Okay, how many episodes have we gone where they've just been completely stellar? The cave bear episode was amazing to me, and then the following episode, the sexy time episode, was really, really good. Each episode that we get into, there's more and more of this chess game that's going on between Hannibal and Will is unveiled, and then you realize, the annoying journalist or whatever, I didn't think that she was dead, but I wasn't sure. This conversation that Will has, like he's determined that he has to pretend to be Hannibal's new protege. He has to pretend to be Hannibal's friend, or else he'll never ever find Hannibal vulnerable again to capture him. And so when he's sitting there, not quite agreeing to killing this, or admitting to killing this journalist, but they're there with these just clever exchanges between them. So he brings Hannibal this unknown mystery meat. He says that it's this long, skinny pig, and then Hannibal tells him, "Oh, well, I'll take care of this meat. Why don't you slice the ginger?" And she just so happened to be a redhead, and so there's just clever exchanges like that. And then the following episode, once we've left it at this kind of did he or did he not kill this woman, we think that we know the answer because we see a flaming body roll down and that's supposed to be her. And so Hannibal, he believes it. He believes that Will has killed this person and now has taken part in this cannibalism, this ritual that Hannibal does. And the whole like burning songbird things.
Yeah, so good.
Right? That was so cool.
Oh.
Hannibal, it started this courtship all over again where, well, you killed the person who was going to talk, so and you let me share in her meal or whatever. Well, now I'm cooking this symbolic meal for you. And it's going back and forth where they're just constantly in this struggle, and you can tell they're just so smart, and it's fun to see. And I feel super stupid watching the show because I didn't see the trap. I didn't see it. I felt that Frankie wasn't dead, the journalist, the redheaded journalist. I felt that she wasn't dead, but I was definitely questioning myself almost at every turn just because of how well the show is written and how well the story is acted. And now that we find out, Will has been sowing seeds of doubt into Dr. Bloom, who has been sleeping with Hannibal and completely trusts.
Hussy.
I know, right? I don't know how she does it because I don't see them together. It feels weird to me. I'm like, why are you sleeping with this guy? It's creepy.
Bet you. Okay, nothing.
In any case, she's second guessing herself, and she's taking Will's advice and firing a weapon, and he can smell it on her. And wow, did Will just indirectly kill her, like, am I going to see in a couple more episodes that her life is going to be in peril yet again, and this time she's not going to make it,
I don't care. I want her to die. She's stupid. She's annoying.
But the cool thing is, she got brought into the fold. Like Jack, we find out this episode that Jack's in on it with Will, that Frankie is being protected. They want Hannibal to think she's dead. They want Hannibal to
I
trust.
thought she was dead, so I'm worse than you. I didn't put it together. When I saw her, I was like, "What?"
Well, he never expressly said it. And then I don't know, he's just kind of he's toying back. He's playing a dangerous game and toying back with Hannibal. They're just toying with each other, and that's what makes it so entertaining to watch. These two men who obviously appreciate each other, they're trying to best each other. It's like a Sith battle, dude. It's like The Apprentice is trying to. It's so fun. It's
Yeah, but
so.
to me, it feels like because Will is kind of wearing his emotion and intensity on his sleeve, it seems like Hannibal is getting the better of him, and that Will is kind of on the edge of being a loose cannon until we see the reporter, when we know he's been playing that stuff up all the time, which makes him a really good actor around Hannibal and makes Hannibal looks like the idiot, if you understood how I just put that
Oh, yeah,
together.
no.
But I thought it was just well done because I thought he was becoming unglued, and I'm like, well, now you're like submitting to Hannibal, and it's no more fun. It's like you've become crazy, but has he?
Exactly, and that's what's making it so entertaining. That and all of the really cool ancillary cast that they have. Every single person in the show is a good actor, which is kind of rare. The actors that they're bringing in, including like Gina Torres as Jack Crawford's
Oh my
wife.
God.
Oh my gosh, my heart just broke when she didn't get to kill herself or didn't get to go out with the
He was
cancer.
rude, though. That was rude of him to do that.
Yeah, and then she slapped his ass. She's
I
like,
know.
how dare you? That was brilliant. That was so well executed. And then Eddie Izzard coming in as a creepy psychopath himself.
I just put that together.
Oh
Oh
my
my
gosh,
God,
she
what
was
the
so
hell?
good.
That was him. I was just so into it that it didn't click for whatever
He was
reason.
so good, and I'm it
Oh
was
my
just
God, I love
so entertaining to watch him. Oh, and then his demise was impeccable. He had to eat his own leg, dude. That
how he was just like, screw it, let's see what it is.
I know, because he knew he was going to die, so whatever, just roll with it, I guess. Live as long as I can. Let's just keep eating my meat.
That is so disturbing.
Oh, so disturbing, so immediately excellent. It's like so cool. And now that they're introducing the Verger family, oh, I'm so excited to see what happens next, because now we're getting to be, I mean, so the characters in this have been fairly true to the books. But like I guess what I'm saying is the characters are in the books, but the storyline has been really, they've taken a lot of liberties, And actually, it's like they're imagining things that have happened that happen outside of the book, which is fine because I don't mind living with those characters outside of the book's framework. But now they introduced the main villain, Mason Verger,
I don't like him.
one of the main villains. Ooh, his if they make him anything like his character in the book, you're in for it, man. That guy is a creep-tacular.
Well, like it more than what he's done already,
I know, right?
because I just thought he was just like a really crazy person. Like he's going around making kids cry, taking their tears, putting them in his martini. Then, like, Hannibal played him and was like, "And if you don't have another heir," and then he takes his sister, his flesh and blood, and rips up her uterus and the baby inside.
it's just more of the same abuse for her, which is why she tried to kill him.
Tried. She didn't try hard enough. Like I'm like I. She felt to me when we first was introduced to her, I was like, wow, look at the way she's dressed. She feels like a power woman. She feels like this, and she's none of that. And she's just taking this
Well,
abuse from this guy.
she's petrified of him, and it's taking all of her strength just to interact with him. You
You
can
know,
tell that.
but this is my thing. She deserves it if she's sticking around for money, because fuck that. If you're gonna take, if some, if you're not afraid to just like rough it and get out on your own and not be abused by somebody, I don't feel sorry for you. Like
Well,
you.
perhaps if Hannibal had steered her in that direction, but instead Hannibal's trying to get her to kill her brother again. And
No,
Hannibal's
because
playing her
Hannibal is no
along.
good because he wants to kill him. He wants to get in on the action and manipulate the whole thing.
Well, as you can see in the past few episodes, Hannibal's been playing around with his, and who knows how long, he's been playing around with his patients and kind of getting them to do his dirty work for him.
Yeah.
And it's so that he has a layer of I'm not going to get caught if they mess up or whatever. And he probably enjoys dissecting their murders afterwards.
So,
It's super good. The villains on the show are intensely good. Eddie Izzard was great. What's the guy's name? The other psycho, the guy that
Oh yeah, the one from SVU.
yeah, he was the one who went down for the murders that Hannibal did, the Chesapeake whatever
Oh, the other. Oh,
River.
okay.
I'm just trying to find his name. Oh, Dr. Chilton.
Yeah.
Raul Esparza, Dr. Chilton. Yeah, so, I was on the fence about him, his character, for a while. But then, as layers developed around him, he is also a creepy, creepy villain. I mean, they were all that. I mean, any one of those guys could be the fodder for a series of their own.
That is true.
Any one of these bad guys, but it's like they're the bad guy A team in this show. So fun to watch. I haven't seen this much evil on television in so long.
Well, it is kind of gross because I was like, well, it's not gory, but yeah, it is kind of gory too.
And it's beautiful gore, though. I mean, it's so artistically done.
And then like some of the shots that they do and some of the photography that goes on and some of the slow motion, it's just beautifully done. Like they're having fun and you know it.
It's like watching a chess game and a Shakespearean like tragedy
Along
and
with like poetry art or something like
conceptual art installation all at once. And like the Thunderdome, because they're like also bringing this cave bear suit in, crashing
crazy.
through windows, and ah,
I was
it's
like, I
such
didn't get that
a
at all. Like, so Hannibal sent that guy to kill Will.
good
And
show.
this guy, in dramatic fashion, crashes through his front window and then got his ass handed to him? Are
Will was
you
waiting
kidding
for him. Will was waiting for him because he knew that Han at that moment he knew Hannibal sent that guy to kill him. And then when he ended the episode with, "I sent somebody to kill you, you sent somebody to kill me. We're even Stevens." I'm like, "Oh, we're gonna be friends again, even though Will accused you of murdering things and you accused Will of murdering things." Oh, and then Dr. Bloom is like, "What is happening? Okay, first of all, why are all three of you, including Jack Crawford, like why are all three of you trusting each other again? I'm
That
scared."
are they though? Men are so layered. And she's the only one like overanalyzing the wrong shit.
I know. God, how blind is she? Hello.
Well, she's not blind. She knows there's something, but she can't see it.
Oh my God. One of my favorite scenes was when Will convinces Jack that Hannibal is the Chesapeake Ripper. And Jack comes to remember Will said, "Well, let's see the pattern, someone gets killed and then Hannibal has a dinner party." Yeah, he's like, "I wait, just wait, Hannibal will have a dinner party." And Jack Crawford comes in. He's like, "I can't stay, but I want to take some of this to go."
I
I
know. He brought his own
was like,
Tupperware. It's about to go down.
he took a stand. This guy's like, "Yeah, I know you're serving humans."
It was crazy. I was just like, dude brought his own plates. I
Oh,
was just like, man, that is serious. You know you wrong when you go over somebody unless they tell you to. If you go over somebody's house with Tupperware already prepared and they didn't tell you to bring that Tupperware, you know you rude. You know you rude. Like having a dinner party, I may as well bring me a plate because you never know they might ask. No, you don't do that.
Crawford. You do if you think he's serving, if you think Hannibal's serving people to people.
Soylent Green, boy.
Yep.
Oh,
Oh.
this, yeah.
So there's so many perfect moments like that. Slicing the ginger, taking food samples, like cave bear exoskeleton suit guy.
But you know
Oh.
what? You know what disturbed me the most was the eye people in the silo, the way they were arranged. I
Oh.
can't look at an eyeball. Like I can't watch Cosmos because they start the show with the eyeball, iris and stuff, and I just see dead people arranged in a way by a deranged serial killer.
Beautifully done, though.
It was terrifying. And every time I see a person's eye now, I think of death and I just can't handle it. I want to watch Cosmos, but they have the eye, Stephanie. The eye. Like, who thought of that? That was crazy because it was meticulous and they had the people arranged with the different colors and he had a palette.
He had the lacquer on them so they stuck together and would shine.
And if they
Oh.
moved, they would tear their skull.
And then who thought, man? Oh, just perfection that just so happens that that killer, the victim that he got was a recovering drug or like a raving drug addict, so his drug tolerance to opiates was super high, so he didn't get knocked out completely and he escaped. Like, who thinks of that? That's so cool. Because you wonder why this guy is woken up on top of this pile of bodies. He's already been sewn and lacquered onto this pile of bodies, and
I'm
he just like
eating.
tears himself off, and you're like, "What's going on? This is so gross." And then he hides, but he's like got exposed flaps of skin happening in a cornfield, and it's like, I am so scared. So many terrible, like so many horror movies came into my mind all at once. Not the least of which was Children of the Corn, and then like right after that was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm just like, I can't handle the cornfield and the flaps of the skin. And then he's running and running, and you're like, oh, you're gonna make it, you're gonna make it, you're gonna make it. And sure enough, man. And then the best part about that was he jumps, and usually on network television, the guy who jumps, if he doesn't make it, the people don't see what happens, okay? But in this show, he jumps off, and you see his ass go like chunk, 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 like on all these different rocks, and like
It
his
was
body like
terrible.
breaks and just gross and disgusting.
It's terrible.
Oh, you saw every moment of it, and I was just like, I can't believe it. NBC just showed that. There was no cutaway.
Is showing out like what, and then they got Rosemary's Baby coming on, and I think they're gonna clown with that. Like, what are they doing, NBC? They are impressing me, is what they're doing.
Like, keep it up. Keep it up. It's so
Slow,
good.
slow clap. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this show happened on
I
NBC.
know, on
Like, it's
network.
not cable. Like, Dexter wasn't even, he didn't even have this much flair. Like, the dinner parties, I want them to put out a Hannibal cookbook, like, with real meat, you know, not, well, human is real meat, but what, you know, sans human. But, like, I want to know how to arrange beautiful meals like that. Like, that's culinary skill that's beautiful what he
Hannibal
does.
makes me want to take a cooking class. I'm not even kidding.
Right? Or at least a cooking decorating class. Like, I just want to make my shit look that beautiful when I present it to someone. Like, all the back, mainly, like, what I do is the fanciest I get is I throw some parsley on the side. Like, I'm totally like a diner.
That class, I love it. It's amazing. Oh, I cannot get over how meticulously and lovingly done the show is. And it's from Brian Fuller.
Oh.
I've enjoyed a lot of his shows in the past, so Dead Like Me and Pushing Daisies and Wonderfalls. I even watched Wonderfalls.
God.
I
Couldn't.
just like it. Well, so have you noticed that every single episode is named after a culinary dish?
I wondered what that was about. I didn't know what
So
that
in the
was.
first season, it was French cuisine,
Oh, and these are what, Japanese?
Japanese.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, why are all the names Japanese? And I couldn't figure it out, but thanks for letting me know that.
Yep.
So,
Oh.
you know, NBC impressed me with Hannibal, but they were assholes about canceling Community. So,
What? What?
wait, you didn't know that?
No.
Community's canceled. It's out of here.
No.
No, boo. Hannibal ate it.
Oh no, but
Yeah.
supposed to be six seasons in a movie.
No. Not unless, like, Netflix or, like, Hulu picks it up, which they should because it's an awesome show.
Yeah.
And they have, like, some terrible shows on there, so they could.
Yeah, they could do with a
They,
nice a home
that's.
hitter.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I love Community.
Yeah.
But it's been on the chopping block since like season one, though.
Yeah, I was like, doesn't it threaten to get canceled every year? I'm exhausted at this point, but anyway.
Yeah, and Troy left, so it's not as fun.
And I've stopped watching it because and because I didn't even know Troy left, so I'm not even up to speed.
Oh. Yeah, Troy left. It was a sad Abed day.
Yeah. Oh well, back to
Oh
Hannibal.
well, thanks for ruining my life. Appreciate it.
Well, you have Hannibal
I do.
still. Yeah. And 24 is back. Now,
No.
yeah.
Why is 24 back?
Because Jack Bauer is awesome. What
Is that like a series?
like, who are you? Are you serious right now? Are you're trolling me.
It's not a mini series. It's like a
Oh yeah,
thing.
it is a mini series.
Okay.
Instead of like 24 shows, it's gonna be 12.
Okay, I guess I can have handle that.
But it's Jack Bauer. It's like 2004 all over again. It feels great.
Can't handle
Our man,
24.
it's just like, who are you working for? And then like, damn it, you know, oh, it's just Jack Bauer, man. Anyway, so we have Hannibal. Are you still not watching Bates Motel?
Yeah, I need to watch it, but I haven't been watching it.
Oh, you suck. And you still have those same three American Horror Story episodes that you haven't watched the last ones. You're worse than Carl. You're worse than Carl and Arrow because he still hasn't caught up on Arrow. I'm not going to ask you to
Did
watch
you just
Arrow.
say Errol?
Arrow. I say Arrow.
Oh, Arrow. I thought you said Errol as in Derek. Derek. Eric and Daryl together.
Oh. You're being super uncomfortable right now. Super uncomfortable. Anyway, I'm glad that you laugh at me. Thank you. Thank you very much. That makes me feel great. Anyway, Arrow.
I have three of them to watch. I will, I promise. I don't know why I'm not watching them because I love the show. Don't know.
So, are you pumped up about Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Why not? Because it's Rosemary's Baby. It's like Devil Baby, right? And it has Zoe. What's her
Was
name?
okay, Saldana.
Yeah, Uhura.
The movie was okay.
Why are you screaming? Okay, but yeah, it has her, so. And it's the devil.
I will watch it, but I'm not as pumped about it as you are.
Like, why not? Seriously, you sighed. Like, seriously, what is happening with who are you right now?
I wasn't that pumped to see the original movie, and I finally did, and it was decent.
Oh.
It was
You know
decent.
what I'm confusing this with? Damien.
Oh, The Omen.
Yeah. Oh.
Even The Seventh Sign would be better than Rosemary's Baby, I'd say.
I
Like,
don't think I've
I'd
seen
watch The Seventh
Rosemary's
Sign.
Baby. I just confused it with another film and now I'm confused. Like
Rosemary's Baby has Mia Farrow in it.
So what is Rosemary's Baby about? Is it about Devil Baby?
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It's got that famous scene where she's, getting it on with the devil, like her husband, and then, like, she's been drugged and essentially just raped.
Oh,
And
that's positive.
yeah, and then her husband, like, there's this scene where he, like, turns into this devil figure or whatever. And it was, like, super taboo, and there was this big brouhaha when the film was released.
Yeah, nobody cares today.
I know. I saw it and I was like, yeah, I'm not as enthused. I'm sorry. I'm
Well, I'm
trying.
just happy to see Zoe on TV, which concerns me because, like, why is she on TV? But whatever.
You know what I'm excited to see?
What?
The Strain. The Guillermo del Toro thing that's going to come out pretty soon on HBO called The Strain.
That doesn't exist already?
It exists already?
Wait, doesn't something called The Strain exist already?
Hold on, I've never heard of it in my life. Do do do
Pardon
Googling.
us while we Google
Oh, it's
on.
not it's a it's on FX, not HBO.
Oh, The Strain. Wait, isn't it a 2009 vampire horror novel by William Del Toro? I can't say Guillermo. That's
Guillermo.
William, so whatever.
I'm a big Del Toro fan. Okay, so here's the link.
I Googled it. I don't need you to. I
It's
know
right
how to
here.
type.
Yeah, what?
I see it. Oh, this one. Oh, I've been hearing about it for a while, so I thought it was already out, but okay.
Yeah, so I want that. I want to see that. That is definitely what I want
That's
right now in
Stephanie right there.
face.
Like eyeballs, stuff coming out of it, people catching like virulent disease. Yeah, that is you. That's you. Okay. All right. That's why I just did not understand, and we're going to talk about this again, Helix, and your like hesitance to enjoy it or not watch like Helix. That's all Helix is. Man, y'all don't get you and Carl at all. You two are foreign to me right now.
I think it's just the crappy acting on that one.
It
It was pretty
wasn't
terrible. Not trying to be mean, but there was a lot of bad acting going on, and I was just
Man.
couldn't overcome the story because I wanted big things for that story myself, but when I can't sit around because of stupid acting.
So when is this strain coming out? It's no information on IMDb. I need a date.
It's coming out soon because
Yeah, I don't like
I
soon. Soon doesn't say anything for me. And this is
don't
vampires. This is vampires. This
know.
strain. You know that, right? Wait, why are you breathing at me? Is that that's what IMDb says is vampires.
It says a thriller that tells the story of Dr. Ephraim Goodweather, the head of the Center for Disease Control Canary Team in New York City. He and his team are called upon to investigate a mysterious viral outbreak with hallmarks of an ancient and evil strain of vampirism.
Yeah,
Isn't
so
that kind of like I Am Legend?
and isn't that kind of like
Awesome.
From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV series, which I'm watching right now, and I love it. It's so good. I don't think anybody else could appreciate it, but I love it.
There's a Dusk Till Dawn
Yeah, it's
series.
on a network called El Rey.
I don't even know what
Yeah,
that
it's like new or something. I'd never
is.
heard of it too, but I was like, From Dusk Till Dawn, the TV series, I'm all about that. And then I watched it and I didn't hate it. I don't think it's for everyone, but I didn't hate it, so it's hard to find though. And it's like maybe when it shows up on Netflix, we'll talk about it or whatever. But The Strain. All right, Stephanie. I don't know. I'll probably love it, and you'll be like, "Well, I don't know. It's a crappy thing." Because who? Like Helix was supposed to be your shit. Like I was excited about Helix because I know, yes, I got found something good for Stephanie.
Yeah.
No.
It was on paper, it looked awesome, but in practice, it was not fun. I'm sorry. I will though during the summer when there's this dearth of things to watch, I will try and give it another shot.
Oh, rude.
In the summer, there's probably going to be a Helix marathon where I can just watch the whole thing in a day.
Don't know. So, are you watching Orphan Black?
I just discovered Orphan Black last night and chose to watch Downton Abbey instead, but
You're the worst person ever. God, that was so bitchy. I like it. I think like it took me a while to like it though. It took a while because I just the actress she takes a while to get used to. But once you get sucked in, you're in.
Yeah, I looked at it. I'm like, sci-fi thriller. I'm gonna watch
Yeah,
Downton
they do
Abbey.
the thriller part. It's a it's not a slow burn, but it's a medium to slow rise in burning, if whatever.
Oh, it has Siobhan Sadler in it.
Yeah, I don't know who that
I
is.
like her.
Why are they showing me McDonald's French fries? Okay, anyway. I also picked up Continuum. That's a literal Vancouver
Oh yeah, I
sci-fi.
know Continuum, yeah.
And they just decided to dispense with the we're in random city USA. There's like, nope, this is set in Vancouver. You're gonna stay in Vancouver. We're gonna say a boot and I'm sorry, and you're just gonna have to deal with it. So yeah, these are the crankiest Canadians I've ever seen, but they're owning it, so
Good.
yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I've heard these are things in my queue that I haven't seen yet, but they're on the way. After I watch American Horror Story.
Man, I don't even I like I what? Why?
I don't know.
Are
Okay,
you not in
so
a mood?
don't spoil it for me, but is it a good payoff ending to the series or to the season?
I am not at liberty to
Rude.
discuss that.
Okay, fine. I will watch it. I will watch it. It will
We
happen.
will revisit this next year when you watch it, because
No,
pretty
wrong.
sure that's how that's gonna go.
No, I'm gonna watch it. I promise. I don't know what happened. Like, I started watching Dexter from start to beginning.
Why would you do that? I told you to just don't do it.
Because I had already invested like 8 seasons in Dexter or something, and I finally just was like, I'll just finish it. And then I started to watch Game of Thrones because I hadn't watched
I
that.
quit. I broke up with Game of Thrones.
Well, now I'm just into Game of Thrones,
I'm
so
over it.
you have to get back into it.
No, I'm not. I refuse to watch it. It's over. You and Hanako can say whatever you want. I'm not watching it again. I don't feel like being abused while I'm watching TV.
What if I tell? Oh, wait a minute. That reminds me of how I feel when I watch Helix.
But you know,
Yeah.
theoretically, you're supposed to like that. Me, Middle Earth, you know, me and Middle Earth, we're not on good terms.
It's not Middle
It's
Earth.
fantasy, which is my slang for Middle Earth. Wait, Middle Earth is slang for whatever.
Oh, whatever.
It's not my favorite genre anymore. Like it, I used to be all about it, and then like it got ruined for me, and so I tolerated Game of Thrones. Red Wedding happened. I was scarred, but then I let Hanako talk me into watching it. Carl talked me into watching. You talked me into watching. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm gonna watch it. I watched it long enough to see Joffrey die. Spoiler, sorry. But I wa and that was the least satisfying death I'd ever seen. I wanted him to get something of value cut off or something, you know?
That's
But he choked, and it was just like, oh, really? Whatever. And then before I can even watch the very next episode, I hear about a rape, and I'm like, enough. No, I'm not enjoying it. I wasn't enjoying it because that's not why I've had this conversation before. That's not why I really watched it. I wanted to see something mystical. I wanted to see some mystery with the White Walkers and something just more than a soap opera. And it's just not really what I'm looking for.
I'll let you know if it gets back to that, because it's starting to turn back around to the White Walkers slowly but
I think
surely.
I'm done. I think I'm done because he's pretty much killed off every character that I found interesting, and I don't really care about anything else or any of the characters anymore. It's just not good to me. I mean, you got
Aww.
one character,
Tyrion.
Tyrion, and that's it. And Tyrion, like, he has no power and he just sits around scheming all the time. And I can watch Hannibal for scheming. It's a
Yeah,
lot better.
that's
And it's much
wow.
more of a payoff. And I just don't feel like
I hear you
seeing
there.
that. So I'm just like, I can watch other things. I'm behind on other TV shows. I have, like, I can get a root canal. And I just.
I have other TV shows, like my favorite ones that I can't believe I stopped watching, American Horror Story to watch.
I don't know who you are anymore.
I
Like,
don't
are you
know.
feeling well? I mean, are you okay?
I think I need to like a retreat to find myself. Maybe I need to go off into the desert.
Walkabout like Carl on Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'll
Some
just need a
chocolate
little walk
pudding.
about. Yeah. Slay a few things, catch a vampire virus. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Orphan Black worth watching? 'Cause that's on my list.
So, yeah, is what I'm gonna say.
Well,
No, yeah.
Orphan Black or Helix? Okay.
I don't know what to say to that, honestly. I don't know what to say. I mean, why do we have to make choices? Why can't you just watch everything?
Because I've got way too much stuff to watch. I'm a little bit more judicial with my time. No, I mean, ever since I've been burned by a couple of things that I've been told to watch.
It was just the one thing.
Really, it was The River and it was Revolution. Both
Wait
and
a second.
it was Terra Nova
Wait a
and
second with the river. You got me to watch that because no. Because we had that those that string of films with the lost footage that you were like, "Ooh, you gotta watch all this lost footage." So because you were excited about it, I got pumped about found footage film. whatever. And so when the river came on, I had saw none of it. I've seen none of the tropes, none, no found footage. The last found footage I saw was Blair Witch. And then so when I saw the river, it was new and fresh because I hadn't seen it all before. And the only thing that was wrong with the river was the last episode and the one prior to that when the dad came into the cocoon or was released from the cocoon. That's it. Other than that, it was a compelling show and you know it.
After episode four, so five through eight, that's what I'll say was the tough part to watch. Episodes five through eight. But I will say that I went back and watched kind of a documentary on this guy, this English explorer who went and got lost in the Amazon or whatever at the turn of the last century. They totally stole from this guy's story. I mean right down to the like believing in a mystical city with magical powers and the explorer type guy bringing his son along doing these things and his wife getting a missive that he's lost and thinks that he's still alive and finding little bits and pieces, like little clues of where he may be, and
Was he
sending
alive in a cocoon?
no, he was
See, that's
not.
when the story fell apart because they didn't have visual material.
I was like, wow, did they think that nobody would know this story? I mean, I know, but I mean, they just blatantly ripped off this guy's life. It's pretty funny.
Whatever.
I mean,
I just think that, like, our listeners. They might agree with you on not watching Helix, okay? People, Helix isn't for everyone. However, they will tell you Orphan Black is something that you should definitely watch. Now, I didn't agree with them at first because I don't know, it was just really different, and like I said, the actors were just not what I was used to. And but after a while, I got into it, and I will say the only reason that I kept with the show is that I fell in love with Soccer Mom, and that'll mean something to you if you watch it. But Soccer Mom was my favorite.
okay.
So
Oh, I'll watch it. If there's
I'll let you go on Helix because that's something I'll make Carl continue to watch. But I didn't know I was forcing you to watch Terra Nova because did you ever like podcast it with us?
yeah, I think I did a
Oh,
couple
okay.
times.
Well, I still to this day think Terra Nova, it wasn't anything wrong with that show. I mean, it
Oh.
was fine.
That was rough. That show was
I
terrible.
think you needed to open your heart a little bit and soften and not be so hard and closed all the time, Stephanie. And I
Terra
think
Nova. That is
that
not a hill to die on. Oh my God.
I'm not saying all that. I'm just saying, and maybe just give it just a tiny bit of a chance. And well, you gave it its chance. I just think you should have not like memories, not like the ones you have associated with Terra Nova, because it had its moments.
Apparently, we'll see. I'm already excited about the shows that I'm watching. We'll see.
All right.
I'm totally endorsing the waiting for a series to come to an end and then like binge watching it all the way through. That's
Well,
so
that's not good for podcasting because you have to be a
funny.
reviewer, so you have to be more objective is what I'm saying. So, I mean, you just gotta open up just a little bit more.
It's
Just a little
been
bit more.
so easy to like go back and go, okay, it's time to watch Justified. Everybody has been pushing me to watch that, or it's time to watch
I'm
The
not
Wire.
pushing you to watch that. You don't have to watch that.
Well, no, what I'm saying is like these things that are there's so many seasons in the can that it'll probably be canceled or over by the time I get around to watching all of them. So it's like, okay, I can invest my time in this now.
When something gets canceled, if I hadn't already started watching it, I just feel relieved and I won't bother.
That's good.
Like, I don't think I'm gonna even watch the rest of Community since people already spoiled that Troy left, and like, what's the point?
I'm sorry.
Well, no, I already knew about that before you said it, so you didn't
Oh.
spoil it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's making me feel better. I think I'll watch Orphan Black, and I'll watch what you call it. I'll try.
Bates
I'll give
Motel. You have Bates Motel, American Horror Story. You got
Continuum, Orphan
well, I'm not
Black.
gonna force you to watch Continuum because that could be a Terra Nova for you. So I don't know if you'll like it. I adore Continuum. I think it's really great, but I don't know if it's for you. But it might be for you because what was the film that you love? Total Recall. You like Total Recall, so the new Total Recall.
What was wrong with the new Total Recall? What was
Well,
wrong with
I
it?
don't think I what'd you say? I think we're breaking up a little bit. Can you hear something? I think what was yeah. See option. Okay, anyway.
Godzilla?
Why you keep talking about that? I don't want to watch that. I don't like monsters. I don't like that. Like Godzilla and King Kong and Mothra, I don't like that. That's not fun to me.
Who are you?
Like I don't I saw the
Oh.
last one I saw was with that guy. They made that remake and I was just like, "Why am I watching this?" Get it. It's not fun.
Elizabeth Olsen is in it.
I don't give a shit. That's not like, is Idris Elba in there? It's like Liam Neeson's in there. Is
Richard T. Jones is in there though, and he's a pretty cute guy.
Christopher Hemsworth in there shirtless? Because that'd be the only way I want to see Godzilla.
No, but there's some.
I sat through the new Red Dawn for him.
Bryan Cranston is in it.
On.
Richard T. Jones, don't you know who that guy is?
Let me go. No, not by name.
Oh. He was in Super 8.
That's not helping.
He was in Terminator. The Sarah Chronicle Chronicle.
Yeah.
The Sarah
He
Chronicle
just doesn't get me out of the house to go
Connor.
to see stuff. He's just not
He was in Hollywood Confidential.
yeah, not helping. No. I Googled him. I see who he is.
Oh, he was Ike. And what's love got to do with it?
I did not see that because I did not want to see a woman being abused.
Rude.
Yeah.
He's cute.
Don't like it.
He's cute.
He was in Mantis as well.
I don't
Mantis. That's Carl's show.
even means. Okay.
Mantis was out in like, I don't know, 1984 or something. That is Carl's show.
Well, what about Ken Watanabe? Yummy. Yes, sir. That's my serious voice. Yes.
So, what are we talking about?
Ken Watanabe.
Who is that?
He's this dude from Transformers,
Doesn't get me out of the house. I'm not.
Inception,
Yeah, no.
Batman
No.
Begins, The Last Samurai, yummy. That's where I was like, yum, Last
No, none of
Samurai.
these people, with the exception of Bryan Cranston, gives me any reason to want to leave the house to see Godzilla. Like, no.
What about
Like, if it was Pacific Rim 2, I'd be all out of my house. But this Godzilla, no, thank you. It's Godzilla. Like, because
Godzilla.
I didn't want to see it, and he was like, oh, I thought you were going to make me see it. And I thought we dropped it, but now we're having like this whole conversation.
Well, I kind of want to see it just because
I hate you.
Cloverfield was so terrible. I
You're
want
speaking of
this to be.
Cloverfield?
What? No, Cloverfield was horrible.
Yeah, but I'd rather see Cloverfield again than go see Godzilla. In
You can
fact,
kill
I'd
me,
rather
Smalls.
see Battlefield Earth right now than go see
You are killing me, Smalls.
I'd rather watch like all 5 seasons of Earth Final Conflict again than watch freaking Godzilla. I don't, he doesn't do anything for me. Like the last Godzilla, I'm thinking about Matthew Broderick. You remember that one? That Godzilla in 1998?
No, why would I remember that one?
Oh, so this is why this is why you're excited. See, I saw that, and guess what? Don't want to see Godzilla again. You need to watch that, and I think you will be turned off.
It was from 1998. Like, why would I be excited about 1998 Godzilla?
Because you if you were if you like have a residual excitement about Godzilla, that you would have seen that one in 1998. Of course, we were just, what were we, 8 years old at that point. So yeah,
I was like 3, so whatever.
1998.
Yeah,
Oh,
definitely.
no, I think we were 5.
I can't drink yet, so just
Oh,
kidding.
drinking on the podcast illegally. Yeah, whatever.
About Maleficent? Are we gonna watch that one?
I want to watch it because I love Angelina Jolie. Like, I love, she's my power animal. But I'm scared
Why?
because I saw the one with Christopher Hemsworth and Charlize.
They're on.
Yeah, what was it? The Huntsman.
Snow White.
Yeah. And Charlize was like really over the top mustache twirly, and I didn't enjoy her.
Isn't
And
this Sleeping Beauty?
yeah, I feel like it's Wicked for Sleeping Beauty, pretty much. And I haven't seen Wicked, so I don't know what that even means.
I need to see that movie though, anyway.
What, Wicked?
No,
The play.
Maleficent. Maleficent.
Why do you need to see it? Is it who's in it? Is somebody good? Is it somebody sexy? Why
You're
can't you
just making me prove why I have to see things. I don't know. I just want to see it because of, you know.
assuming. Okay, great. Yeah.
Ooh, Charlton Copley's in it.
Okay.
Remember that guy
Oh
from.
yeah, he's from District 9.
Yeah, and
And
the.
the A Team and Elysium.
And Oblivion or whatever. No, there was another one.
Elysium.
Elysium, yeah.
And the A Team and Europa Report.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Maleficent.
Really?
Yeah. I just got excited like just now. It just happened. Like it literally just happened.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, Vivian Jolie Pitt is going to be the toddler Princess Aurora. Wow.
Nepotism. She's becoming Will Smith. Just do it.
I don't recognize any of these other people. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I really like Charlton Copley. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's kind of cool. So I think maybe we could be boring our listeners at this point.
Yeah, I think most of this needs to be like chopped, but
I think I will chop it. So, that's our show, guys. We haven't received a phone call in a very long time. So give us a call at 773-336-2686. Stephanie, just call. You can call. Anybody can call. That's 773-336-2686. Just pick up the phone.
Pick up
We
the
want to
phone.
hear how you think Stephanie is crazy and Terra Nova is amazing and so is Helix. We want to hear you say that. We want that on record.
We want you to yell at Kat again about some sort of man problem. There was something. Body parts were being threatened. I do remember that. I Know Where You Live, I think, was mentioned a couple times.
You don't know where I live. She couldn't even spell anything. Okay, anyway. So we have a website as well, and it is scifipartyline.com. We also have an alternative website called dragoncon.scifi.partyline.com. Well, there's an extra dot in there that didn't belong, but just Google it, because that's where we're going to be posting all of our videos, podcasts, and everything from DragonCon. Stephanie's going, isn't she? What is up?
I'm posting. I will.
No, you're saying you're going to DragonCon. That's all you, that was all you're saying you were doing, really.
You're just supposed
to agree with me. Just say yes. Say yes and look pretty. Say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. God. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was
say yes and look pretty. Say yes and look pretty. Is recording. me. No, I'm coming. okay. okay. God, I can't be serious.
What is wrong?
I can't be serious around you. Okay. I'm gonna stop. Mute it. Okay.
Okay.
Or be quiet. Okay, I got it.
End of line.